The Human Cost of AI's Disruption of Software Engineering. A Noema magazine piece titled, Why is Everyone in Tech So Sad? Generated 799 comments on Hacker News, the most of any story on the day, by naming something the industry has been reluctant to articulate directly. The article explores what happens when an entire professional class loses confidence in the long-term viability of its careers, not through any single announcement or layoff wave, but through a sustained erosion of the sense that being a software engineer is a stable, rewarding, and valued professional identity. The economic pressures are concrete. Junior engineering positions have contracted as A. I coding tools reduce demand for entry-level code generation work. Mid-level engineers find their productivity judged against AI-augmented baselines. Senior engineers are increasingly asked to manage AI systems rather than write software. A role shift many find alienating. The career ladder that ran from junior to mid to senior to staff is compressing in ways that make traditional progression feel less certain. Databricks engineering blog detailed the parallel cost reality. Internal AI coding tooling in a mid-sized engineering organization can generate hundreds of millions of tokens per day, with cost management through aggressive caching, model routing by task complexity, and request batching becoming a new engineering specialization. The net cost reduction from AI assistance is smaller than predicted. For some organizations, total spend has increased because software is being produced faster. The Hacker News comment thread revealed a dimension beyond economics. Many engineers chose the field for deep satisfaction in craft, understanding systems, solving hard problems, building things that work. When AI handles substantial portions of that craft, the remaining work can feel like management and error correction rather than creation. Compensation alone does not address that psychological change. A Bloomberg report on a suicide cluster in a U.S. military cyber command unit represents the sharpest edge of the same dynamic at a different severity. Multiple deaths by suicide in a specialized cyber unit, close enough in time to meet epidemiological cluster criteria, were linked to extreme operational stress, isolation, and the particular psychological burden of offensive cyber work, thinking like an adversary in classified contexts with limited peer support. The mental health infrastructure for this population reportedly does not match operational demands. The connection to the broader tech morale story is the underlying pattern. Workforces being asked to adapt faster than healthy adaptation is possible in high-intensity technical environments where stakes are opaque and support systems are inadequate.